We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, appointed for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 44 through 52. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to allow trials and tribulations, hardship and distress to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, but to know and believe with all of our heart, mind, and soul that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter, with special attention to verses 28 and 35. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. What a wonderful and yet at the same time challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we once again worship the Lord Jesus and we meditate on His Word. Yes, nothing can separate you and I from the love of Christ. Not even all the things enumerated by St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. And yet, whether we like it or not, at the same time, we still allow these things to separate us from the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, anyway, don't we? Yes, we do. And why? Because of our sinful nature and the many temptations we suffer at the hand of the devil and the evil in this world. We allow the things St. Paul is talking about in our text for today to separate us
from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Unfortunately, they get the best of us. This is especially true when you and I are under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, when we are faced with a serious illness in our family that just won't go away. An accident, a serious illness, a divorce, the sudden loss of our job, a financial crisis in our family, a tragedy including the sudden death of a loved one, whatever it is. It is then that we push that panic button, don't we? And wonder whether God still loves us and whether God still cares about us through His Son, Jesus Christ. It is then that we find it very difficult to understand why certain things happen to us and not someone else. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. It happens to all of us. None of us are immune to it. And yet when it happens to us, God reminds us again who is in charge and what we are to do and where we are to go for help in order to ease that pain, that hurt, that disappointment that we are having right now. God tells us to go to Him, to His Word, to love and have His comfort and peace in the midst of all of our trials and tribulations, hardship and distress in life. Again, the words we sang in What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Remember these words? Do we have trials and tribulations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. The words of St. Paul in the first part of our text for today, we know that for those who love God, all things, not just some of it, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose, not ours. Yes, as Christians, we know that all things we face in life, whether good or bad, that at the end of the day, it all works for our own good if we choose to love God in all things, if we accept God's will and purpose in all things. That even though we may not always understand all of those problems that come our way, especially all of the bad things, that God in His infinite love and mercy does and will, in the end, make all things work for our good. But we gotta believe it. Not just hear it. We gotta believe it with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And no one is suggesting that it's easy when it happens to us. It isn't. It never is. But how we act as Christians, how we react as Christians to the trials and tribulations and the hardship and distress we face in life will make a tremendous difference. Have you ever thought about that? We can either complain or feel sorry for ourselves, or we can entrust all of it into the hands of God, who is the only one that can ultimately give us the love, the comfort, the peace we are looking for in our time of need. Yes, it happens to all of us. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share something personal with you today. It happened to me many years ago. I felt like the whole world was suddenly crashing down on me. And I was still single and unmarried and young. And I was a student at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, to become a pastor. That was back in 1969. First, I had a bad accident. And I totaled my car. And I was almost killed. Then I didn't have enough money to support myself and pay the tuition at the seminary. So I had to go get a part-time job in order to make ends meet. And to top it all, I also got very sick for several months. Yes, I felt that the whole world was suddenly crashing down on me. And I wondered, yes, whether God still loved me and whether God still cared about me. It wasn't easy. I still remember as it was yesterday. Now, either I was going to complain about it to God and feel sorry for myself, or I was going to entrust everything into His hands and let God take charge of it. And I chose to entrust everything into the hands of God. And God took care of me. And I knew that He loved me and that He cared about me. And I'm sure that many of you here today, if not most of you, have experienced many hardships in life, trials and tribulations in your family. It could have been a serious illness, or that accident, or that financial crisis, that divorce, loss of a job, whatever it was. It wasn't easy for you either, was it? And you had to make a choice to either complain, feel sorry about yourself, or give it all to God and let Him be in charge of your life. Yes, when we are surrounded by tribulation and hardship and sometimes even persecution and danger or sword, we must rely. We don't have any choice. We have to have faith in Jesus to take care of us. Because that's what Paul is talking about in our text for today. Are we listening? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What shall we say to all of this? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword separate us from the love of God? And Paul says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And then Paul enumerates all of them. As Tim read this morning in the epistle lesson, for I'm sure that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And St. Paul knew that better than anyone else. He experienced a lot of adversity in his life. He wasn't immune to it either. As a matter of fact, St. Paul experienced a lot of trials and tribulation as well as distress and especially persecution for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's precisely what St. Paul experienced in Antioch and Iconium. As the crowd stoned him and almost killed him, thinking he was dead, and yet even though Paul was seriously injured and almost killed, guess what he did? He went back into that same city to preach the good news of the gospel. Even though he was injured and persecuted, he strengthened the disciples and encouraged them to remain true to the faith. And then he told them, we must go through many hardships in order to inherit the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, I'm still looking in the Bible, and I've looked at all of the versions of the Bible. Nowhere does God promise us a bed of roses. Because we're going to experience a lot of thorns on our way to heaven. Christians are not exempt from trials and tribulations. It's what we do with it and how we do it That's precisely what Jesus told His disciples in the Gospel of John. You want to hear this? John chapter 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. That must also be our goal. Especially when bad things happen to us. In other words, not to give up, not to panic. Push that panic button. Not to be discouraged, but to always have faith and trust in God through His Son, Jesus Christ, during our times of trials and tribulations, hardship and distress. But we gotta believe it, not just say it. God promises us in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I, the Lord, will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Do we believe it? Yes, we may never, ever understand why trouble or tribulation, hardship or distress, or any other disappointments in life happens to us. We know it's because of sin, the evil in the world, but sometimes we feel that we are having too much of it. And when it happens to us, right, we do feel like the whole world is suddenly crashing down on us. Sometimes we may even get angry and upset and frustrated. We may even question it. Why does God let this happen to me? We've all done that, haven't we? In our time of weakness and despair. And yet through all of them, we learn that God will always love us and will never abandon us through His Son, Jesus Christ. The writer in the book of Hebrews says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. As a matter of fact, when Ruth and I got married a couple of years ago, I guess it was more than 40 years ago, we also experienced, just like you who are married and have children, trials and tribulations and hardship and distress, especially when our three children were still young. And later when they went to college at the same time. And you know exactly what I mean. How difficult it was to make ends meet financially. So that Ruth had to go to work, whether she wanted it or not. So we could pay all of those bills. And I'm sure many of you have been there and done that too. For those who haven't, get ready. And I'm talking about Scott and Jamie and Alec and Jennifer and I don't know who else in this room and Nikki. Get ready. And yet through it all, Ruth and I never gave up. We never despaired. But we always entrusted ourselves completely, totally into the hands of God. And you know, God has always blessed us, especially during the bad times. We prayed and prayed and prayed. And God always came through when He was ready. And He thought this was the best time in His agenda, not ours. Yes, God always provided for us and blessed us. And God still does today. And Ruth and I are so thankful for the blessings He has given us. And I hope you are also thankful for the blessings God has given you, the good things of this life. Not just the bad, but the good things God has given you and your family. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, not to allow trouble, tribulation, disappointments get the best of us. But to take it to the Lord in prayer. And let me assure you, He will answer you because He's listening to you and to me. He's not just up there somewhere, unconcerned about what happens to you and me right here on the top of this mountain. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of praise. Listen to the words. Lord, when the tempest rages, I need not fear. For you, the rock of ages, are always near. Close by your side abiding, I fear no foe, for when your hand is guiding, in peace I go. God bless you in your walk with Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer, no matter what it is, whatever you're going through right now in your life. God loves you. He cares about you. And maybe some of you are having a personal crisis right now. Whatever it is, take it to the Lord in prayer. He will help you. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.